United States v. Stanton. Mr. Gable.
Good morning, Your Honor.
If it pleases the court, my name is Thomas Gable. I'm from the Assistant Federal Public Defender from the Southern District of Illinois. The question before the court today is whether or not the sentencing court erred in finding that my client had the intent to use the destructive devices he possessed to commit violence and abused his discretion by imposing a 30-month prison sentence based on that finding. Your Honor, on the 14th of March, 2013, an anonymous letter was sent to the Fallon Police Department in, down in Southern Illinois. On the 17th of April, the police acted on it. That was 2 days after the Boston bombing. They went to my client's home, his residence where he lived with his father. They searched the house. They found 4 cricket bombs and 2 Molotov cocktails. My client freely admitted that he was playing with explosives. He was 18 years old. He was in high school. He was working 2 jobs. He also had a civics notebook from his 9th grade. Inside the civics notebook was a lot of hate literature. It was there. By the time that they were talking to him as a senior, my client and his friends were talking about zombies, the zombie apocalypse, and that type of stuff. He had graduated from hate. It's interesting to note, Your Honors, that while they found a lot of literature in my client's home that had been on the internet about how to make bombs, how to make explosives, they found none about hate organizations. None. They also found no indication that my client had ever attended a meeting of a hate organization or ever had any violence at school. This is a young man, 18 years old, that was playing with stuff that he shouldn't have. He was playing with explosives. He was taking what's called a CO2 cartridge, hollowing it out, pouring gunpowder in it, putting a fuse in it, lighting a fuse and making it bang. He also experimented and played with how to see if he could make it throw shrapnel. He did other things of that nature. At no time did he ever do it anywhere except on his property. It's a disturbing case, Your Honors, because we've gotten to
the point. It is disturbing, but it's hard, even just the things that have happened that are public knowledge and in the news over the last several months, all indicate things very similar to what you described.
Yes, sir, and that's true. But if you look at most of these people, they were known as being loners. My client wasn't a loner. They were known to have mental problems. My client didn't have any mental problems. My client had a girlfriend who was pregnant. He was working 2 jobs. All the stuff that
too busy.
Is shown...
It's way too busy.
Say again, Your Honor?
Said he was way too busy.
Unfortunately, he wasn't busy enough. But he was playing with gunpowder. And we're deciding what... We punish him on what could have happened rather than what we see happening. And the biggest thing I can tell you, Your Honor, is if we look at the case, while the hate in 9th grade is terrible, by the time he's in 12th grade, they're focusing on zombies. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference in between those two.
But you know, if he carried something out, you would be in an entirely different situation. The police would be under, and authorities would be under terrible criticism for having all the knowledge of the stuff that he was.
Your Honor, that's the reason why the investigation was a good thing. Because not just to others, he could have easily blown up himself. You know, cricket bombs are not terribly explosive. The people that usually get hurt are the ones that are playing with them. You know, that's statistically what happens. You blow off your own fingers. Your Honor, most of the stuff that you find that was written, obviously I'm talking now about the bomb making, came straight off the internet. It is a troubling case because what do we do with young people? They're doing stuff that some of us may have done when we were young, whether it's sparkler bombs or blowing up gunpowder. And how can we tell what they're thinking and what type of person they're going to be? When I argued this case in front of the sentencing judge, it was my contention that rather than sending a young man to prison where he will learn hate, was to put him on probation and put him in the right programs. And that's my contention today. We need to make every sentence individualized for the individual. Whether or not we're doing things, protective things to protect our society, we still have to look and judge whether or not this individual is someone that is capable of harm.
Mr. Gable, putting the notebooks aside for one second, because your position is they were made when he was younger, right?
Your Honor, at the time we didn't have the transcripts. They were made in ninth grade.
Yeah, no, I said putting those aside, could you give me an indication of the time frame when he interacted with these questionable groups, white supremacist groups, and when he participated in these military-type activities?
He never actually interfaced with the hate groups, Your Honor. His sister's husband was a member, not even a member, but was a person that was affiliated with those type of groups. He got the information from him, but he never attended any meetings and never went to any organizations.
What was his relationship? Did they live in that same house?
At one point, they were living in the same house, and they had moved out by the time he was a senior in high school. What was the other part of your question, Your Honor?
No, I just wanted to know how old he was at the time.
He was in ninth grade, basically, when the hate portion was there. He was in ninth grade. By 12th grade, it was video games and zombies and playing in the woods after school with his buddies.
And who spoke on his behalf at the sentencing? His parents?
His parents, Your Honor. And most of it was just sheer argument on whether or not Mr. Stanton was a danger or not. And whether or not
was there anybody from the high school, any teacher,
No, Your Honor.
Did he have it? Was there a psychiatric exam?
Nope. There was no psychiatric evaluation, Your Honor. If it pleases the court, I'll sit down and reserve the rest of my time for the
Surely.
For
Thank you, Mr. Gable. Mr. Sander.
Good morning, Your Honors. If it pleases the court. In this case, the district court judge correctly created a guideline sentence of between 30 and 37 months. Both the United States and the defendant believe that was a correct calculation of the guideline sentence. The United States recommended a sentence of 33 months. The defendant recommended 8 months, which would have been time served. At the sentencing hearing, there was testimony given, and in that testimony, which brought out was the letter that Mr. Gable referred to earlier. In that, it stated that the defendant was mentally ill, and also that they believed the defendant could have created a situation just like the Newtown, Connecticut shooting at the high school. Additionally, on top of that, there was an anonymous person came forward just a couple weeks before the defendant was actually arrested. This person in the high school was a student in the high school along with the defendant. That person indicated that the defendant on numerous occasions, on weekly occasions, said that he was going to injure high school students. He didn't specifically say how he was going to do it, but he noted that he did have access to the ventilation system and the roof because he was a janitor after school in the high school. In addition, the defendant created bombs, napalm, and other destructive devices at his home. He had access to three guns, and he shot those three guns in his backyard. On top of it, he actually exploded these devices. He started off with rudimentary cricket bombs, but then actually gained more knowledge of them and actually created shrapnel with them.
Is all this done without the knowledge of his parents?
I believe his parents had knowledge of it, but when they asked, specifically his mother said she believed when she asked what was the popping noises and what was going on in the backyard, he informed her that they were fireworks. So while all this was going on, he was creating more shrapnel. He was adding BBs, nails, and additional things to create more shrapnel when the bombs went off. Now, Mr. Gable brought up the writings of the defendant. In the writings, it actually talks about killing, maiming, and injuring individuals. There's numerous volumes of his hate towards minority groups. But he specifically talks and breaks down how to stalk a victim for revenge, use a bomb on another, ways to get away with the crime, and hide the evidence. And more specifically, he actually talked about a way to bomb the high school principal's car, how to specifically put these cricket bombs on the car to explode them, and also use other destructive devices. Now, there was talk about when was all this notes and stuff created. Some of the notes were created, yes, in the civics class in his notebooks, but all of the other notes were created after that we know about, or more towards when he was arrested. We know this because the original notes were rudimentary with the CO2 bombs, and then they talked about creating shrapnel and so on and so forth. He continued his hate throughout the entire thing.
Yes, was he getting this online or in publications?
He was getting it mostly, I believe, online, and he actually had books, too, about how to do it. So his hate continued throughout high school. It just didn't stop after freshman year, he moved on to zombies. We believe that his possession of these destructive devices was beyond just mere possession, and we agreed with the district court that it was a reasonable sentence, the 30-month sentence, which is the low end of the guideline range that he received.
How much time has he done already?
He did 8 months, I believe, and then now Mr. Gable would be more specific on his.
Oh, I'll ask. That's
okay.
That's
right. But I believe he's over
it's okay.
A year now.
You could tell me.
Okay.
It's the time from sentencing until today. First.
Correct. If there's no other further questions, I'll rest on my brief.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Ms. Gable?
Your Honor, my client was actually confined from the day he was arrested until today. So he has over a year in right now.
As much?
Over a year in right now. Your Honor, I would like to make a couple corrections. There's nothing that came from their computer search that showed my client ever found anything online with a hate group. The only thing that he found online was bomb-making material. The ways to stalk people and ways to hurt people came off the internet. That is internet, straight a printer from an internet, those lists. The allegation that a unknown person said that my client threatened people in the school or threatened the school was not relied upon in sentencing, did not come up in sentencing, so I have no idea about that, Your Honor. I cannot tell you because that was not anywhere that we went. I do know right now we have an 18-year-old man in prison that I think would have been better off for supervision. I did recommend either time served or probation.
He's about 20 now?
No, sir. He's 19.
19?
Where is he serving his time now?
Four City Low. Four City Low in Arkansas.
I haven't heard of it. Is that a juvenile?
No. He's in with adults. I have talked to other individuals that have been in Four City Low. It's for a penitentiary type atmosphere, it's one of the better ones.
Thank you,
Your Honor.
Thank you, Sandra. Case is taken under advisement.